Thank you, Mr. President. We have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the like-minded group of states. The list of co-sponsoring states would be updated on the extranet. We express our condemnation of the continued violations of international human rights and humanitarian law in the occupied Palestinian territory. Deprivation of the right to self-determination, extrajudicial killings, restrictions on freedom of movement and assembly, and illegal settlements are some of glaring manifestations of human rights violations of the Palestinian people. The magnitude of sufferings and pain of the Palestinian people, especially of women and children in Gaza, is unspeakable. We call for an immediate end of all human rights violations, including Israel's policies that have perpetuated the decades-long illegal occupation and the ensuing denial of Palestinians' right to self-determination. This Council and the international community must do more in bringing an end to the crimes and violations of the international human rights and humanitarian law in occupied Palestinian territories and hold the perpetrators accountable. Mr. President, we echo our unwavering support for the realization of the right to self-determination of the Palestinian people in accordance with applicable resolutions of the UN Security Council, General Assembly, and the Human Rights Council. We also reiterate our call to an immediate ceasefire and end to hostilities, implementation of all ICJ rulings on occupied Palestine, and unhindered access to humanitarian aid in Gaza, and finally ending the Israeli occupation. We reaffirm our support for the two-state solution on the pre-1967 borders based on a free and secure state of Palestine. I thank you, sir.
I thank you, Sir, Excellency, Ambassador of Pakistan.